Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bruno Mars.
What?
No,
Jess Glynn.
Who?
Jess Glynn.
Jess?
Who?
Jess Glynn. Apparently she's a pretty well-known artist.
Yeah, not here.
Not here, yeah.
Maybe well-known somewhere else.
But,
All right, well, 7 after the hour. For your satisfaction, we have presumed that you already know it's Thursday, October the 12th, but if you didn't know it was Thursday, then we have that nondescript tune that brings you into Thursday, thanks to the talents of James Collins, who does his talent is to find obscure music that nobody knows and put it on the air. And that's probably not really true, because I'm not always in touch with some of the modern, I suppose maybe, modern,
yeah.
The now music.
I feel like you're using all the correct words.
Thank you. There's Jay Kirshner, who uses the correct words most of the time as well. Welcome to this hour of the Celebrity Standard Good Day program, where they focus on the stations that carry this program, hundreds of people, thousands, actually tens of thousands, maybe even, millions. Listen to the program on hundreds of radio stations around the country. And one of the things that's unique about this program and the things that we connect to it, like our foodfarmandfamily.com website and more the American Family Farmer Show that I do every week, is to have, because I'm a farmer, in addition to being a broadcaster, I have my fingers on the pulse of what's going on in rural America. And many of the radio stations, frankly, that carry this program, 150 or so, would be in what we would call non-measured markets and smaller markets, Midwest, Upper Midwest, Mid-South, et cetera, et cetera. And on the West Coast, East Coast, wherever there's a rural attitude, folks seem to like this program because it has that as part of its focus. We know what's going on in the world. We want to talk about what's going on in the world. Want your input on our social media at Good Day Networks. And also, anytime you want to dial 855-999-DOUG, that's a way for you to have input as well. Congress of the United States, even though it doesn't seem to be able to get out of its own way at the moment, is continuing to have hearings on AM radio. There's an act called the AM for Every Vehicle Act, and one of the things that has been suggested is how important it is. This is recent. These are farmers and folks in the ag community that are testifying for Congress because of the dependence that people have in the more rural areas. Farmers use AM every day, and they make decisions based on what they hear every day, because there are a lot of good farm reports, some of them local, statewide, some of them not many of them are national, but there are good people who are doing a lot of that work, the National Association of Farm Broadcasters. So they're testifying that without AM radio, they're done. They're sitting ducks for bad info or no info. And there was another a bit of input about women listening to things that this probably has some connection to the Taylor Swift impact, listening to sports radio and wanting to know more about there is in the state
I
of sports
like
radio.
Women were paying attention to sports before Taylor Swift started dating.
Yeah,
Jason,
but it's become
not Jason. I'm sorry, Travis.
I get there is that, but there's this thing that's been built. You know how people are kind of, they've, sometimes people are, it's like swatting flies. You know, you do it fast and you make sure it's done. A lot of people listening to sports radio, women listening to sports radio, are listening for the score, or they want some nuance. They're not really listening to play-by-play. Sometimes they are, but...
But sometimes we are, yes.
Yeah, sometimes you are. What do you listen to in terms of sports on the radio? What grabs your attention?
Yeah, I listen to hometown sports. So if it's whether it's the Guardians game or the Browns game, the Cavs game, if I'm in a car during the time of the game where I can't be watching it or I'm not at the event,
yeah,
then I'm listening to it.
Are most of them on the same station? Most of the sports are on one or two sports stations in Cleveland?
I used to be
3WE and most of the sports.
Yeah, it's whoever has the rights to it.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, there's our overview of who's listening to what here on the Good Day program. What is happening is that more and more people are listening this week to get the updates on what's happening in the Middle East in the case of Israel versus the rest of the Middle East, it would seem. That's not really true, nor is it fair, but there is a Hamas has called for a what they call a mobilization of the Arab world, the Islamic world, to get Israel and the rest of the Arab and Islamic nations. We're talking about the people on the street. We're not talking about governments. We're talking about the people on the street are saying, no, we're not in getting involved in this at all because you guys have made not a mess of it. Who the hell do you think you are? And because they don't want to get obliterated by Israel, they'll stay away. Israel has the reputation
sides.
Of being.
Yeah.
Say again, Jay?
Well, there's also two sides to everything going on where what a lot of the Palestinians, the people, not talking about the terrorist group of Hamas, who have been dealing with a lot of things for, what, decades? And some are, it's one of those things that it just depends on what news media you're reading, but some are kind of equating what the Israelis and Palestinians have been dealing with are kind of similar to what started happening with Russia and Ukraine. On the flip side, and then people are more so paying attention to what just happened over the weekend, with so many civilians being killed and tortured and kidnapped and drugged through the streets, and with the whole thing of what one of the former leaders... And that's the other thing. We don't know what to believe because there's been so many different reports where one is the current leader of Hamas is calling for Muslims around the world to embrace protests in the streets, and
killing
others say
babies
it is
and people.
The,
yeah.
Others say it is the former leader of Hamas, and some are saying that it's just the protests that are happening. Some are pushing around on social media that there's going to be a global day of, I always mispronounce this, jihad, on Friday the 13th. And so if you live in any major city in America or Europe, avoid highly public places, crowded places. And it's a lot of fear-mongering, and you don't know what's real, what's not, if some people are just spewing this and fear-mongering, or if some people are going to read this and say, okay, let's do it. I have a friend who's of Muslim faith, and they're terrified for their family that people are going to think that they're just going to be out and people are going to cause them harm.
Well, that is what's
happening.
Friends
of the Jewish faith, who people are worried that, just because of who they are, people are going to cause them harm. And there's just so many people living in fear.
You saw so much of that happening after 9/11, where innocent Muslims, that was World War II, the Japanese that got encamped on the West Coast. There were hundreds of thousands of Japanese that just put them into camps for a couple of years because they didn't know who the good guys were and the bad guys.
We saw this recently with COVID, where there were these videos of people just beating up people of Asian descent on the streets because of they were blaming them for the COVID vaccine.
Right. And that's so the ignorance that surrounds this sort of thing. The support for Hamas is coming from governments, not from people for the most part. Is it coming from Palestinians? Yeah, there are people who are Palestinian that would be supportive of this, and Arabs around the world who are...
You can support Palestine without supporting Hamas.
Yeah, right. Well, and vice versa, frankly. The people... we have mostly around the world, there's more free countries than not. People are free to do and support whomever, and the Israelis are protecting themselves as they might, and perhaps taking over Gaza is the way. They've shut off all the electricity there. The Gaza Strip will not have any food or fuel until this is settled. So there are a couple of million Palestinians over there that are living.
I realized I said Palestine instead of Palestine, thinking of East Palestine, Ohio.
Yeah, right.
That's
a small
mistake.
Little town that's in the middle of, I'm trying to remember where that is, sort of south central.
It's in Ohio, kind of near the Youngstown area.
Yeah, right, Akron and that, yeah. Anyway, the Israelis are taking over Gaza. The savageness of this, the people who are supportive of the Palestine who don't know any better say, look at what these Jews are doing. They're blowing up everything. Hello, look at who started this, and look at what they did to the hundreds of people, and who knows, maybe it's thousands at this point. The whole thing, how anyone, anywhere, can think anything positive, a group that beheads babies. You're in a cruising for a bruising because there's no room for any of that stuff. And the ruthless slaughter of people because the religion hasn't happened to this extent since World War II. And so what time are we in? And the question still, though, comes with me is why it was a surprise. I don't know that we've had a few explanations of that from some of the people over there. Uri Geller, who's an important part of this program and an important part of life in Israel, has some very strong feelings about that.
Mm-hmm. And people are forgetting the humanity, the human side of things. And with fuel being cut off to Gaza and power and losing certain supplies, there are hospitals there. There are civilians there that are just basically at the mercy of all of this.
Yep.
And people are celebrating this, that this is happening. And, yeah, we're going to get them. But people, again, are forgetting about the civilians, the humanity. The hospitals should be off limits, just like children should be off limits. And it's, unfortunately, that's not how it is.
Remember, this is not a place in the world where lots of education takes place. The ignorance that is, and it is ignorance, there is no respect for a real education. It's being taught what is considered religious law in some circumstances in the schools that are run by religious groups, and so there's not really a fair shot at teaching people what the world is really like. It's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer, and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale, October 13th through the 16th, and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Healthy radio, healthy discussions, healthy conversations. If I don't pat my own self on the back, who's going to do that, right, Jay?
That's I'll do it. Very
healthy. Good we are. Yay! Brought to you in part by You want to finish it? Auto Parts. All of your car care needs you can have satisfied, satiated, if you will. At O'Reilly Auto Parts, the parts and service you need, it's quick, it's fast, and these people are pros. Yep, the professional parts people are at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't miss out on that opportunity. The opportunity to talk about Dolly Parton, I'm always up for that. Dolly is talking about the reason that she there's a lot of discussion from celebrities about makeup these days. We were talking about Pamela Anderson the other day. She's going around, and you were saying that most celebrities, or many of them, go around and don't have makeup on.
Yeah, when they're not working, they're just in their everyday life. Typically not wearing makeup, giving their skin a little bit of a break.
Yeah. Well, Dolly always has been, I think she always, no matter where you see her, but we're seeing her in public performing, always has that. She has big boobs, and she likes to pronounce them, and she has lots of nice dresses and outfits. I don't think I've ever seen her in anything but a dress. Right? Have you ever seen her in a pantsuit?
Yes, yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and
have
jeans
you?
And a nice top, yep.
She always wears a wig. I've never seen a picture of her without a wig. Have you?
She always has gloves.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, we're going to talk more about her eye-catching looks. Dolly in the focus as we continue here on Good Day.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doesn't seem to be much good to talk about these days. Always good to talk about Dolly, though, because she's so positive. She grew up poor in the Great Smoky Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't have access to any beauty products. She's done a book about her clothing and her fashion and her hair and that sort of thing. I think it's with her niece, right? Didn't she collaborate with her niece? She seems close to most of her family. She brings them into her business.
Yeah.
So you can read about it on this book. I don't know. What's the name of the book, though? Have you seen?
Behind the Seams, My Life in Rhinestones.
Right. Yeah.
And she talks about makeup. She's always in makeup and how when she was younger and couldn't really afford makeup, how she would get by with makeup of smashing berries together or lighting a match and having it burn a little bit. And then she'd like color in her eyebrows or make a little beauty mark and
stuff.
That's
pretty clever, actually.
Yeah. And if you ever feel like you've always seen Dolly Parton in makeup and never not in makeup, well, because that's accurate. That's she said she will only be seen without makeup when she is dead. She even sleeps in makeup. She said that, yeah, she will sleep in her makeup because you never know if there's going to be a fire or an emergency. You're in a hotel and the tour bus crashes.
She always have her wig on when
like
she's
that.
Sleeping too?
Yeah, yeah. She has said that she sleeps to fight wrinkles and all of that. She sleeps like on a couple pillows propped up laying on her back.
Really?
So she's a little bit propped up, and she doesn't really roll around, so her makeup's
not
going to get smudged. And when she wakes up in the morning, that's when she will wash her face.
Really? All right, there's the Dolly story, and the book, again, is called Behind the Seams. Dolly Parton here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day, a gentle touch. You know, think about how most cats are handled. How often do owners lift them up with one hand, grabbing them somewhere around the middle of their stomach? Poor kitty dangles in the air, and the stress from her body weight is placed directly in the middle of her belly. Would you like to be held like that? I bet not. It certainly doesn't sound comfortable to me. As a matter of fact, I think it would hurt a lot. How many times have you dropped your cat to the floor from a height of a foot or more? Cats are small creatures, often no larger than a newborn infant. Would you handle an infant like that? I don't think so. When you touch your cat, do it ever so gently. A soothing touch will convey a lot to our fragile fur balls. She'll come to trust the calm in your hands, she'll know you're sensitive, and she'll feel the concern and love you're transmitting. Gently stroke your cat every day. Pick them up gradually. Lay them down slowly. Softly. That's why so many cats freak out when people go to pick them up, because they know the end result may hurt. Handle them gently. They'll be your best friend. Remember, they're just little guys. I'm Warren X.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Talks between Hollywood studios and the Actors Union are on hold after negotiations broke down yesterday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios, said the two sides were still too far apart. The strike has been going on for 3 months. Simply put, actors want 2% of revenue from online streaming shows. Many of the studios say that number is unrealistic. The union SAG-AFTRA also wants limits on the use of artificial intelligence. House Republicans are nominating Majority Leader Steve Scalise to be the next speaker. The Louisiana lawmaker secured the nomination 113-99 in a closed-door Republican conference meeting yesterday. Scalise will now take his candidacy to the House floor, where he'll need to win the support of the majority of the chamber to take control of the gavel. The vote could happen sometime today. Lance Pry, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And now, a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive.
Well, today you can expect lots of cloud cover with 0% chance of raining on your parade because you'll be riding your motorcycle vroom vroom. That rumbling low-pressure system beneath you should give way to a relaxing commute and a sudden urge to take the scenic route everywhere you go because, dagnabbit, you're having fun out there. That's your forecast. Back to you.
This has been a special motorcycle weather report from Progressive, where every day's a beautiful day to ride with coverage from America's number one motorcycle insurer. Get a quote today and see what you could save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
To your contact list, save this number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DUG. Anytime, you can be part of the conversation. So call 855-999-DOUG.
Call now.
Call us.
It was on a sweet Thursday.
Yes. A sweet Thursday. Yeah, we've already had Monday this week. We've had Tuesday. We've had Wednesday. Now it's Thursday already on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner checking in to find out what you have chosen, how you are thinking today, how your life is going, because you always have a choice, right? Mm-hmm. You can live at least two lives, one that's easy or one that allows you to take the challenges of day-to-day life on sort of straightforward. You have challenges, or you kind of leave things alone. Which do you choose to do? That's a choice. Maybe you make different choices every day. Maybe
some
days.
I was going to say, maybe it depends on the day.
Easy.
It depends on the task.
Yeah. This week has not been an easy week for anything because of obvious reasons. this thing in the Middle East has captured everybody's energy, or for the most part, everybody that knows what's going on in the world feels strongly about what's going on there, for sure. And so how do you get yourself out of the funk that a lot of people are in? And I try most of the time on this program with Jay to bring you the more positive, the uplifting, hard to find. There are stories of salvation. There are stories of winning. There are stories of people helping other people to be sure that's coming, because there always are these things. Be careful of my friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's on the countdown with us every week, and once in a while we have him on this program, has specialized as an attorney in scams. And there are plenty of them. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a friend of mine who's Jewish, and the synagogues around the country and around the world are having these fundraisers. And then there are these scam artists online that are claiming to be Jewish. They're fundamental Jewish groups who say that if you send them $100, they'll send it all to aid with the fight against Hamas, or to help Israelis who are having a tough time, all of that stuff. And I would say to you, be careful, that's all. Just be careful. As there are people, there are unscrupulous people. Obviously, there are people of all stripes in the world. Most people are good, but some people are not. And you've realized that, I'm sure, in your life. You've come in touch with some people that don't have good intentions. Yes, and I don't want to say the world is full of them, but there are a lot of them. And so that's something to be careful
about. And they have access to social media.
You know, one of the things that's coming out of this, as usual, we're making this political in America. There are continuing polls coming out. I know that there's the concern about who's going to run the Republican Party as Speaker of the House. Scalise has been nominated, I think, because of what's come out about Jordan and his coaching days. He's out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I bet he'll have some serious opposition next time he runs. Why is it taking this long for this stuff to get out? Apparently, there have been protests about him before from people who were his lieges, that is, the people he coached, but nobody's paying any attention. But now they are, for whatever the reason. Anyway, that's up to the Republicans. But they still haven't gotten their act together. And then, there are the stories for your consideration of who's surviving. Here's the story of an Israeli couple, Jay, that had 20 hours with some of the hostage takers before they were rescued, quite dramatically, as a matter of fact. A couple in their 60s, they were at their home, almost on the Gaza border, and the militants came in after they killed a bunch of people, they rounded up a couple of thousand Israelis, and so these people were in there,
mm-hmm.
and somehow, but I wasn't clear on how they got out.
Their son and SWAT were able to get them out. So in the meantime, during their 20 hours of being held hostage in their own home, Rachel and David are their names. Rachel was basically tending to their needs. She was like, can I make you something? Made them some chicken. She said, do you need some coffee? Made them coffee. So it was kind of one of those things of, she was like, they're already angry, and when people are hungry, they're also even more angry. So let me feed them. Let me kind of like keep them a little bit satisfied in a way. And they were able to kind of like bide their time in catering to them until the son and SWAT could rescue.
Yeah, it just stands to reason that they're human beings.
Yeah,
and whether they all really
made
buy into
cookies.
All this stuff or not, right?
Uh huh.
But there are others who tell gruesome stories, the scenes from some of these border towns on the Gaza Strip, where reporters have been allowed in the last 24 hours to see what's gone on, to get to wrap themselves around the scope of the atrocities that are there, that have been exacted by the fighters, the Hamas fighters. And more than anything else, the stories about what they're doing with these babies, my God, kill them all. Not the babies, obviously, the people from Hamas. That's what the Israelis, Netanyahu says. Every Hamas fighter will be destroyed. And actually sent an interesting note to Biden. the two of them are not exactly pals, thanking Biden for what Netanyahu called heartfelt support. What do you suppose? How do you suppose they send notes back and forth to each other? Do you think they have each other's email address? Joe@WhiteHouse.com? You know, who? There's got to be inside, right? There's got to be inside email. Things they can only access if they're in certain circumstances. So, at any rate, which brings me around to something else that's not Israeli. Well, it is kind of Israeli-born. Joe Biden has been seen as very weak and even weaker here, the business between Israel and more the situation on the border. You were mentioning it. We were talking about this on the air, off the air, in the last half hour, how so many people are coming in from so many different... I think it was on the air when we were pointing our fingers at the number of terrorists. Anybody can come into this country from anywhere. We don't... They're not just all Mexicans, and they're all not just from the from South America or Central America. There are a lot of people coming in who know, who want to do us harm, and that's why Biden has, I think, I don't know what's in his head, and I'm not going to tell you why. I'm giving you an observation based on what it takes to win an election. And if you don't start doing something about this, this is what's on people's minds. But it may be too late. There is every 24 hours there are polls being taken, and Joe has fallen off, not fallen off the radar screen, but he's sort of in the same position. Remember on Monday I said that there was, right after Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announced he was going to run as an independent, poll was taken and showed if the election were today, 31% of the people said they'd vote for Joe Biden, 33 for Trump, and 19 for RFK Jr. Well, now that number has been reversed, and 19% say they would vote for Biden, and 30% say they'd vote for Kennedy, and 34% say they'd vote for Trump. Wow. Talk about a swift, and these people recognize what's going on, and they're trying to do whatever they can to shore up their mess. And that is what it is a mess. The power station in Gaza has run out of fuel, and therefore they have no power. The Israelis have ordered a complete blockade of Gaza, so there's no food, as I was saying in the last half hour. There's nothing getting in. Nobody's getting out. Nobody's getting in. Nothing's getting in, because that's the way you win. You shut them down. Shut them off. Close electricity. Close access to everything. And people over there that have generators, I'm sure. But what are they going to do for food? They're going to go out and kill rats and stuff like that. That's what they'll do in order to survive. And then some people will hammer away at Israel because they're being inhumane. Are you kidding? Comparing this to what Hamas has done? There's no comparison. You got to do something to protect yourself. And so there's 236,000 people that live there, Palestinians on that side. Listen, and there are many of them who are not into this. Many of them, as we've said, I've experienced it myself, how the Palestinians, the Jews, the Christians all get together in the old city of Jerusalem, running the markets there, going to school there, having engagement. There is a friend of mine who lives down the street from me, who is an Arab. I grew up in Lebanon. Came to this country, became a chiropractor. And he married a Jewish woman. And they're like any good, solid couple. They love each other. And they have discussions all the time about their relationship and what people find, quote-unquote, odd about the fact that a Jewish lady... She's very Jewish. And this guy who is kind of a moderate, he's not gung-ho when it comes to his being an Arab or being a Muslim. This kind of stuff goes on everywhere, all over the place, more of it in the Middle East than anywhere else. But when it happens over here, it becomes an interesting kind of a curiosity. Anyway, I'm telling you that story because there's not one cup does not fits everybody. It's not all one way, not all one, just all people like this agree with all people like that. No. All right, let's move over to Afghanistan, where there's a huge earthquake, killed a couple thousand people, 6.3 on the Richter scale. There have been a couple of them, I think, this week, though, Jay. They flattened villages. Listen, that's this part of the world has a lot of quakes, and they're all pretty destructive because they don't build things. There are no codes. You just put rocks together, and that's how you live. So, anyway, the whole thing, there's a thread. The reason I bring this up is because the Taliban supposedly is helping to fund Iran. You know, we've talked about the $6 billion. We have in Afghanistan, we left behind the United States Army $80 billion worth of armaments, tanks, guns, you name it. We left $80 billion of American taxpayer money left in the deserts of Afghanistan. So the Taliban has taken that. The Taliban has cash from everywhere. Who knows how they get it? And there is a, whether it's conspiratorial or not, there is a thread of thought that the Taliban has loaned the money through Iran to Hamas to stir the pot. And apparently the plan for doing this has been in the works for over a year. People have been training for this. You've seen some of the video of these people riding around on these paragliders. Have you seen that, Jay? And they didn't all walk in, they flew in on these paragliders with the guns and ammo and all that stuff. Anyway, so there's a long arm of confusion and interest in this for sure. 48 at the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Dr. Brad Schaefer. As a podiatrist, I can tell you no two people's feet are alike, which is why I recommend Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. They're customized for your feet, so you get a unique solution your feet really need, not just a one-size-fits-all insole. They're clinically proven to provide pain relief for achy feet, knees, lower back, plantar fasciitis, and heels. Take the Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics Assessment in Walmart today, now in the foot care aisle.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the 4-day super sale October 13th through the 16th and get 40% off paints and stains with prices starting at $26.69. That means 40% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 40% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Yep, I'm looking at the pages right now.
Thomas's translation company just lost its only two Spanish speakers. Without the right replacements, he'll be in problemas.
Yeah, we'll have those ready. Tonight's going to be a late one.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's food, farm, and family time here. Excuse me, on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirschner to celebrate National Farmers Day. This is the oldest profession, well, maybe second. It's the second oldest profession.
Just as important.
Yeah, just as more important, actually. Farmers remaining one of the highest contributors to economic growth in our country. Feeding our people, well, it's not as much as it used to be because there's a lot of stuff that's been manufactured that people are eating as well. If you go to the Old Farmer's Almanac, they claim the first National Farmer's Day was cultivated to celebrate the hard work of farmers. And so the date of October 12th became the day because it is part of the harvesting time. And for some farmers, it's the end of the harvest season. Not for me and not for a lot of other people who are involved in, you know, farming has different faces. Like if you're growing crops for animals, you probably have most of that put away by now, storage. But there are those who are working, like I continue to work and probably will until it snows because the weather's been so bad here. We haven't even come close to catching up to meeting the needs, the feed needs for the animals that I have. On the farm, and we'll keep through the winter. And part of it has to do, Jay, with a harvest moon, which usually falls at this point in October. I think we have, we've got that on the 14th. We have
the eclipse.
The eclipse, yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, farmers, and we'll talk a lot about farmers on our American Family Farmer program that airs on most of the same stations that carry this program, certainly a focus on food, farm, and family, where we have our recall of the day, which is Organic Immunity Boost Cayenne Ginger and Turmeric. These are shots you can take like whiskey. It's supposed to be a detox.
Yeah, they're health shots.
Super green. Yeah, right.
And these are sold at a lot of places, but this is one of those situations where there are actually two products being recalled. The Organic Immunity Boost, cayenne, ginger, and turmeric are being recalled because it's actually mislabeled or whatever. It's the, yeah. the wrong product is mm-hmm. in those containers. What right. what those containers actually hold are the Organic Detox and Immunity Kiwi Apple Super Greens, which have coconut water with a known allergen. So that's why those are being recalled. But then the actual ones, the Kiwi Apple Super Green shots that hold the correct product, have an undeclared allergen, coconut.
Mm-hmm.
So they're
go.
Both being recalled, yes. And it's Swapping kind of one of those, anything. Like, two, yeah, it's two completely different mm-hmm. issues, but kind of the same issue.
The local Boston newspapers today are focused on an urban farm in Boston that has started growing 6,000 pounds of produce a year. And the reason there is a focus on it is because it's on the roof at Fenway Park, the home of the Bo Sox. The big, what do they call it, the green monster. And so when you understand that this is something that could be grown in any circumstance like this, although there aren't many parks that have been built. This is the oldest one in the country, built 110 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a flat roof over the part of the park where the celebrities have their boxes or the broadcast booth is, that sort of thing. This thing, the paint company Benjamin Moore sponsored this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a cool thing. A black rubber roof on top of Fenway Park growing all this produce.
It's great. And a lot of cities are doing this more and more often with
yes.
the buildings that have the flat top, whether or not it's an actual garden or if it's just some greenery kind of help with the oxygen flow.
Uh-huh. Green City Growers, which is a local outfit here in the Eastern Mass area, the fellow who runs it, a guy named Chris Graylert, he went to the Red Sox games as a youngster, and so he decided that he would ask somebody if this made sense, and they thought it was a great idea. So they're growing all kinds of veggies up there. It's great PR. I think they put a new roof on it about 10 years ago, and that's when they put a rooftop garden up there, and then it just kind of grew. And they're bringing up all kinds of, they brought up soil and milk crates. I think it's smart. Good PR for him. Good PR for the Red Sox. And it's what I like about it is it gives people ideas, right? If they can do it there, we might be able to do it here. With any here being a reference to any place got a flat roof in any part of the world, it's downtown or elsewhere. Good idea. Thanks for that inspiration. This is Doug and Jay on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.